The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." Gospel of the Lord. We believe that God will give us all the graces and also crosses. But any cross is given us, we have sufficient grace to carry it. And all the crosses are part of a participation in the salvation of the world. Today, every little thing, it's what Teresa of Lisieux, little things she offered with the, to give the suffering of Christ, it's a merit for sinners. So, first, when we have crosses, we have to be thankful because God loves you so much that we can share part of his Son's life. What the John Gospel says very clearly, the Son of God, nothing else, his whole life is for salvation of the world. And we, also the children of God, part of the body of Christ, we participate this mission, salvation of the world. So anything happen in our daily life, no matter big or small, crosses, we believe first we have sufficient grace to carry it, then to get of Christ all these little sufferings can bring forth the salvation, salvific deeds. So we thank the Lord that we are called with him, in him, to live this life on earth and to share this mission of Christ. And God is really calling us today, live in a way that don't say that you are abandoned because you have not ordered to Christ crosses. But just say, "Thank you, Jesus. I want to be with you. One with you."